Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, a beautiful day for baseball here at Dodger Stadium. Hello, everybody. I'm Rick Monday. And we've got a good crowd on hand here for the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Dodgers come into the ball game with a two-game winning streak. I just noticed down here in the crowd, Mary Jones. She's 83 years old today, and I want to say a happy birthday to her. She's sitting down there in the box seats. Let me just get this up here. I've always hated doing birthday wishes. You know, there's something wrong with me today, so you'll pardon me. Please forgive the theatrics. All right. What'd you do? Just never mind what I did. 0-2 is the count now to Yency Razabin. The Dodgers, who are still looking for a win here over the Devil Rays. And there's a hit that's going out there into right field, base hit. Want to say happy birthday to Bob Jones. Bob's 86 today, lives in Sherman Oaks, California. And he's down there, I think he's just around the dugout, third base dugout. So let me just...
Come on, I don't know what you're doing, Rick.
Get away from me. Yeah, take a little aim there. Woo! Wearing that red baseball cap helps out, doesn't it? 0-2 the count. If you're just joining us, pull up a chair. Enjoy Dodger baseball this afternoon. Don't forget the Dodgers have a four-game homestand coming up against the San Francisco Giants. Tickets available. Ground ball down the third baseline, foul. We were in the hotel earlier, and I was talking with the Tampa Bay catcher, Russell Martin, who told me that the ball club is having a very difficult time adjusting to the new hitting stance. And in fact, there's Russell right now. Actually, he's a member of the Dodgers, isn't he? I couldn't tell. You know, I don't like him very much. I'm just, yeah. So he's dead. What do you think of that? You see, folks, wind up the pitch, and another foul ball down the third baseline. I have been living in the shadow of Vin Scully, the play-by-play announcer of the Dodgers, for so long that it's caused a great deal of strain and stress. And I was talking earlier with Vinny about that, and here's the windup of the next pitch. And that's a foul ball. 0-2 the count to somebody on the Tampa Bay Devil Ray team. I don't have my roster right now. In fact, the guy that does my rosters for me, let me see. Yeah, I hate you too. Oh, you're still alive, huh? Yeah. So I was talking with Vinny earlier about the frustration of trying to sound exactly like him and being about one-third as talented. And he said, well, I understand that very much, Rick, but after all, you were a ball player trying to be a broadcaster. You've never quite been able to make it, and that pissed me off. But, of course, I can't kill Vin Scully, so I'm going to be taking it out on members of the crowd today. Here's the wind of the next pitch now to the Tampa Bay hitter. I think it's Rob Bell's down there right now. Swung on and missed strike three. So he's down for the count. And that's going to bring up DeJuan Brazelton. DeJuan, a right-hander. And in fact, that's kind of a gay name, so he's dead. All right, so he's dead. And people are turning around and looking now up at the booth because they're noticing bodies dropping. And here's a woman here looking up. She's wearing a straw hat and a Dodger, one of those Dodger scarves around her neck. Boy, that pisses me off. Yeah. How do you like their husband's crying? So I guess you can join her. There, so he's gone too. All right, this is the wind of the pitch. And a little foul ball. Just kind of sprayed that foul ball down the right line. It'll be 0-1. So again, I am Rick Monday, frustrated at being the second banana to Vin Scully. God, I hope he dies soon, because I got it figured out that I'm going to be the number one guy in the broadcast booth. But until then, I have to take his abuse, the abuse of the Dodger management, and the entire Dodger organization. Wide of the next pitch. And the ground ball down the third base line. That's going to be fair. And right in the back down there is Kevin Cash. And it's cut off over there by the right fielder. I think that's Jeff Weaver grabbing it. And Weaver throws it into third base. And not in time. It's going to be a double there for a very nice hit for Rob Bell. That'll be his third hit of the ballgame. And that really pisses me off. So someone else dies. Yeah, I don't care. It was a guy selling peanuts. I'm Rick Monday here from Dodger Stadium, frustrated at all of the failure of my life. Somebody else is dead. I don't know who it was, but they got it.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, they got it. If they didn't do it, they got it. In fact, who are you? That's right.
Buddy, it's the LA police.
Shut up.
Rick, the police are at the door.
Oh, look, there's a little boy eating cotton candy. How about that? Yeah, well, now he's dead, too. Here's a ground ball down the third base line.
Mr. Money, this is the Los Angeles Police Department. Open up.
Yeah, really, the Los Angeles Police Department. What's your name?
I'm Officer Randone.
Well, how about this? Oh, cop killer on the loose. Woo! What did he do? He blew his own brains out. That microphone live? Yeah.
Go to a commercial.
Dodger Baseball will be right back after these messages. Who is he? He's the bowl. He's a baseball announcer. Rick Mundy. I don't know. The crowd's going to have to get down and get some crowd control. Jesus, he blew his brains all over the car. Somebody get a mop and a sponge. I got brain all over the place here. We'll just have to.
Ladies and gentlemen, Helen Dell on the Dodger Organ.
I think the microphone's still on, Bill. You're going to have to cut it off. I don't know.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. -800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tonight, not Justin McElroy. Oh, Tony Neal is going to be with us, and Tony will be... What are you pointing at, Chris? Oh, you're pointing at the screen, but I still have up the Tampa Bay Devil Ray roster, so I have to get off of the... Oh, come on down next week when the Dodgers play the Oakland A's. What are you pointing at, man?
Raj Fineen and Tony Neal.
You retard!
Sorry.
That's all right. Raj Fineen and Tony Neal tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. And we also would remind you that we're going to be in Tucson to do a signing on February the 5th. Good people there. And what else? Oh, big announcement. We had people panicked. We were off the air temporarily in Detroit. We're back on the air in Detroit. On Monday, we'll be back on the air in Detroit. And why is that? Well, to sort of expand on what I said earlier, they're putting Air America on in Detroit. Any Air America station in this country cannot call itself progressive radio unless it's got our show. Because compared to this show, the rest of Air America sounds like, books on tape version of Reader's Digest. Let me put it that way. So they realized that. They recognized that. So we are back on in Detroit on Monday, and we're very, very grateful for that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Charlie, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Are you the gentleman who is it?
Sir, I talk to you every night.
I want to be heard. I listen to this program for interesting talk programming, and this is an outrage.
Every night you call me, and every night I tell you the same thing. I don't care.
I don't believe that you don't care. I've called countless radio shows and complained, and they all act and say that they really care. And what do you mean you don't care?
I don't care.
I called the Dennis Prager show the other day, and Ken and John, and I said I thought they were disgusting, and they were worried and concerned. Why aren't you?
Because I don't care. Go away from me, far, far away.
Lowry Mays, please.
What?
I'd like Mr. Mays.
First of all, Mr. Mays is very ill.
Well, then I'd like Mark Mays.
You called last night and asked for him. He's in San Antonio.
I'll hold.
You'll hold, huh? While what? While I drive to San Antonio and wake him up? Goodbye.
You hang up on me, you turd.
1-800-449-8686. That guy, every night with that guy, Chris, is sooner or later going to have to get him off the air. I don't, you know. Let's go to Hal. Hal, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, Hal Lavalier, how are you?
Oh, hi, Hal, how are you?
I'm very good. I wanted to tell you that we are enjoying your program. I had to call, told my own call when I heard that man complaining. You don't listen to the complaints. You do a wonderful job, and I'm talking.
Phil, it's Viola.
Hi, honey, how are you?
Phil, we get such a bang out of your show, and that man that called... don't let him bother you.
It doesn't bother me. I understand. He's trying to reach out somehow.
Well, don't let it bother you.
Talk to the control. Phil, Hal Levalier, we enjoy your program so very deeply, and we wanted to offer our services to fly you to Tucson. Coming up here a week from Saturday, is that when the scheduled appearance is? That's my understanding anyway.
Well, that's okay, sir. I have a plane ticket.
Oh, Phil, it would be awfully wonderful to fly you and to it would be an honor to have you on the...
Phil, it's Viola. We would love to have you on the...
Tell him right. Tell him why.
Well, Hal wants to treat you to some of his cigars. He's got wonderful cigars, and...
Let me do it. Phil, we listen to, we put on a comedy tape, we have the comedy DVDs, smoke cigars, and we just have a ball up here, and we'd love it so very much if you'd join us.
Well, you're very, very sweet, and I would have to decline because the plane ticket has been purchased.
Says he doesn't want you to.
What's that, dear?
I said my jet plane ticket has...
Let me do it. You tell it wrong. Now, Phil...
What's to tell? Why do you keep grabbing the phone from her? I'm just simply saying...
Well, Phil, listen. We put on some Bill Cosby DVD, or what do you call it? You do it.
We put on the Bill Cosby CDs. No, you do it.
Well, what are you guys? Please, take the phone.
I'll do it. Control tower is talking anyway. And so it would be a wonderful thing for you to fly with us. Phil, I've had this beautiful little Piper for, oh gosh, going on 10 years. We keep it in mint condition. It is an absolute pristine mechanical working order. We'd love for you to be sitting here with us as we fly. Oh, sweet Jesus! We're stalling! We're stalling! We're stalling!
That cat wants me to fly with him? Last words out of the guy's mouth, other than sweet Jesus, were we're stalling. Hal and Viola, they, okay. 1-800-449-8686. I actually had someone write a email saying, could you do a CD of just their material, their best, just a Hal and Viola CD. Can we do that? Do we have enough Hal and Viola? Probably nothing that's good enough, though, huh, bud?
No, you'd have to be quality material, make it on a CD.
Yeah, the only stuff we put on the CDs is... what we consider to be our grade A stuff. It is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can order your Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD online at www.philhenryshow.com or by calling 1-877-616-7445. And don't forget that the money that you, spend on our CD goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. Shouldn't we be hearing about that Peabody Award sometime about now, whether or not I guess we're nominated. I guess if you send in your tape, you're nominated, but whether or not we win one. I just think it would be a good thing for our show to win a Peabody. It would give us a prestige of some kind. You know, there are shows, and then there are award-winning shows. Now, you can win an award. You know, anybody could give out an award. You could win the blue ribbon at the county fair with your prize guinea pig. But then, you know, how cool is that compared to, say, something really cool? And I think the Peabody's cool, but I'm not sure.
Well, I thought you said it was cool.
I don't know, other than to say that it's I think it's prestigious. And so... That or a Marconi, which is the guy that invented radio. What are you looking like that for?
Well, if you won, could I go up to the podium and accept the award with you?
You know, but if we won, yeah, you could. You could come with me.
That'd be great. Let's get up there and I go, yeah, oh, that's fat. That's fat. Do a whole Fred Durst thing and everything like that.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, wipe your mouth. So anyway, we ought to be hearing about that.
Could I thank my mom?
Yeah, you could thank your mom.
Could I thank your mom?
Ow. 1-800-449-8686. Tony Neal tonight, the television producer who is now in the adult site business, and we'll be arguing First Amendment, and Raj Fanin, an Egyptian immigrant to this country, who's a businessman, whose wife was interested in taking the citizenship test. and realize that the questions in the citizenship test that immigrants must take are difficult enough as to stump native-born Americans. In other words, people born and raised in this country most probably would not pass the test that is required of immigrants to enter this country. Do you believe that? It's amazing, isn't it? And so Mr. Finneran has a solution to that problem. And if you're thinking maybe it involves fast food, you're right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Natalie. Hello, Natalie.
Mr. Finneran has a solution to that problem. And if you're thinking...
She's got a radio turned off.
I know she does.
You're right.
She's got it up way loud, isn't she?
1-800-449-8686. Here is Natalie. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Got to turn your radio...
I'll tell her. You need to turn your radio down, ma'am.
I just did.
Okay. Got to turn your radio... I told her. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks.
So, this is my first time tuning into your show.
Oh, okay. What do you think?
I absolutely love it. I wanted to tell you that it's really awesome.
Well, specifically, what do you like about it? We've only been on the air 25 minutes.
Oh, true. Sorry. And I've only been listening for about 15. Just a no holds barred.
No holds barred?
Yeah.
You mean what?
You say whatever you feel.
Oh. Well, you really haven't heard the show, have you?
No, but I've heard a little bit about you. I intern at CBS in West Palm Beach, and
for a moment there, you turned into Satan. Your voice, literally, your cell phone went like this. No, I listened to you on cell phone Beach. You went into a devil voice. Well, you're very kind to call us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thanks. She wasn't listening at all, bud.
What do you mean?
The no holds barred. That really describes me. That's one of those people I tell you about. Those are the people that call up and they just want to get in good with the host. So they call up, they tell you how great you are, and they're hoping that maybe you're giving away something free, or, in point of fact, I will be giving away something free next week, but she ain't going to win.
What are you second-guessing? She's being nice.
Well, yeah, she's being nice, but she didn't hear any of the show, man. She's sitting there saying, no holds barred, I expressed my opinions. I did a bit with Rick Monday blowing away people at Dodger Stadium. That's number one. Then Hal and Viola, their plane stall. When was I expressing any no holds barred opinions?
The fact that you killed two old people.
I didn't kill them. Their plane stalled. She just sounded hot. That's why you wanted to put her on the air. 1-800-449-8686. So today I go out to the car and there's a puddle. Now last night I told you I had the car cover on my car. And...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I had the car cover and I came out and there was a cat, as I say, walking away in much the same way anyone walks away from something bad they've just done, but they want to look casual. As George Carlin has so very humorously pointed out, cats look very casual all the time, even after they run into a wall or get fed into a meat grinder, right? A cat just looks really cool. And this guy's just walking away, and I take a sniff of my car cover. Sure enough, there is the very strong scent of cat stink, as in cat pee. So I come out to my car this morning. Guess what? There's a puddle on the car cover. Now, Chris said it very well last night. I don't know if you said it on the air, Chris, but the cat urine is going to take the paint right off of your car. I mean, it's acidic. I got a brand spanking new car, and I don't need to have some cat get on it, lift his leg, blow a little hot air on his nails, and walk away. You imagine the disrespect of that? So I come out today, there's a puddle. He did it again. Now, last night, somebody called the show and suggested a solution. A solution that I may have to go for.
No, not that. Please, Phil.
I may do it, bud. I may have to do it.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to eat the cat?
I didn't say eat the cat. I'm going to have to put on a giant cat suit and scare... No, I...
Don't go no holds barred, whatever you do.
Yeah. I'm going to slip on a giant cat suit and lure him into an alley and mug him. Either that or I'll just have, unrestrained and possibly unconsensual sex with it. But no cat does that to my car and walks away unscathed. All right, coming up, it's going to be Raj Finneran and Tony Neal tonight on The Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We also have some stuff to get to, Bud's Bits That Suck, and we also have a little... travel ad for Rio de Janeiro. If you're going down there for Carnival, something you might want to keep in mind. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we have William Roflo from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And the question that I had, William, the reason why we called you, is they just had the Oscar nominations, and The Passion of the Christ was not involved. It's a noticeable oversight, isn't it?
Well, Phil, it really is, and there is an explanation for it. Like anything else in life, some things are going to get lost, I suppose, in the rush to get something done. I think The Passion of the Christ is a notable exception. I understand people's concern, but we at the Academy felt there were other films that were more worthy. And I think that for the most part...
Well, the Aviator, I mean, was that one of them? The one with Leonardo DiCaprio, was that one of them?
Well, we felt it was a worthy film, yeah, and there were others.
But let me ask you, The Passion of the Christ. This is a movie that, in so many ways, is a groundbreaker. I mean, I'm not even talking, about the religious implication. You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate this film. It was a foreign film, foreign language film, done with, a language that's out of date.
I understand. I acknowledge all of that. Yeah.
And it was done with, the acting was so compelling that millions of people went to see it, even though they couldn't understand what was being said. The story was graphically told in a way that...
We also felt the dodgeball certainly needed to be acknowledged.
Well, I know a dodgeball and all of that, but I'm looking here for a reason why The Passion of the Christ was not nominated, for at least nominated for Best Picture.
Well, I think that you have to understand the town that we're in and who is in our academy, and I think that probably certain people found it to be offensive material.
What are we talking about?
Well, I think that you certainly have to acknowledge that there are a great many people in our business who are friends of Abraham, I suppose you could say.
Are you talking about Jewish people?
Friends of Abraham.
Are you talking about Jewish people, sir?
Friends of Abraham, who might find the material, and again, when Catwoman was it?
Catwoman got nominated.
Yeah, what? You sound surprised.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that got nominated in The Passions of the Christ.
Let me ask you. Let me turn tables, Phil. Why are you interested in that movie?
I don't think there is any secret that the film did very well financially, but beyond that, the movie told a story that is the most told story in the history of Western civilization in a way that it had never been told before. It brought it home closer to people than it ever had. It was done in an unusual way. It was done, and I thought it was just terrific.
Well, we had it, Shrek 2, of course, was favored by a lot of people.
You've given me The Aviator, Catwoman, and Shrek 2.
Yes, I am giving you that.
And those movies don't offend, quote, friends of Abraham?
Phil, I would ask you not to belittle a process.
Sir, I'm not belittling a process at all.
Ocean's 12, if we didn't get nominated this year, when's it going to get nominated?
Ocean's 12. Okay, so Jewish folks didn't like it?
I'm saying that in our business, we have a great many people who are intimate with Isaac, if you will, people who are
intimate with Isaac, friends of Abraham,
who would find the movie to be disturbing. And when you look at the great work that Mike Myers did in Cat in the Hat, I think...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Friends of Abraham, huh? Are you trying to tell me that Catwoman got nominated for something? All right, it's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let's go over to John. Hi, John. How are you?
Hello, Phil. I work at a daycare center, and I put your show on in the background. We've got a lot of kids around here, and they...
Oh, God! What happened?
I'm going to kick me in the nuts.
Who?
One of the kids. John, I got to go.
Okay, so anyway, thank you, sir, for that nice call. I'm glad you have it on in the daycare center for the kids. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. We have on our website today, by the way, a poll. Who's funnier, the British or the Americans? And I will tell you if you, I'll tell you the right answer tomorrow. And there is a right answer.
I don't get it.
Just never mind whether you get it or not. It's a poll asking the question, who's funnier, the Americans or the British? So you can check in on that. And also you can take a look at Bud's Babe of the Week. Oh, boy, this is going to be scary. Kathy Griffin?
She's hot.
Who is she? She's a comedy? Comedian?
Yeah.
How come you guys know who she is and I don't? What's she been on, man?
Most recently, she was guest hosting on Kimmel.
Guest hosting on Kimmel? Anyway, so you got her as the hot babe, huh?
Yeah. I just think she's hotter than hell.
Okay, thanks so very much, bud.
Oh, you're being judgmental, is that it?
Well, let's take a look at your archives here, man. I mean, we can look into the archives. If I'm being judgmental, these are the babes that you've had over the last several weeks that we've had this stupid feature. Teresa Heintz, Rita Cosby, Susan Powder, Joan Rivers, Congresswoman Catherine Harris... Annika Sorenstam.
All hot.
Then we got Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks. Helen Mirren.
Hot.
Dolly Parton.
She not hot?
Maybe 20 years ago. Edie Falco. At least she's got talent. Loretta Lynn. At least she's got talent. Kathy Moriarty. She's also got talent. And Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin's nose... It's so beautiful.
It looks like Bam Bam's bat. What are you talking about? Look, I'm not trying to deride the woman. I'm sure she's, you know. But you realize she had a lot of plastic surgery. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, see, here's the thing. If you go out and you get plastic surgery, I understand. It's fine. I think that anything that makes you unhappy in life, you should change. Anything that you, when you look in the mirror, you don't like it, you should go out and you should do something about it. See what I'm saying?
Then why don't you get a haircut?
In any event, you go to the plastic surgeon, and then you come out of there, and you don't look as good as when you went in. That's not good, is it?
Well, look, the thing about Kathy Griffin that I like is she went for the Chinese look. She slanted up her eyes, and I got a weakness for that.
She slanted her eyes up? Let me take a look at this. Are you sure?
Oh, absolutely. Let's take a look at it.
Wait a minute, that's Loretta Lynn. I don't know what happened to Kathy Griffin, but I don't see it, okay?
I like, she's got a weakness for a woman. She went and she just kind of pinched them up, you know? If you took your fingers and you pulled your eyes up at the corners, you know?
I know what you mean. Slanted up her eyes, huh?
I like the Asian look. And the other thing is, she went in for the banana thing. Yeah, it's sexy.
Again, I bear nobody any malice.
And she's a redhead. I really like that. I really like that a lot.
Ew, God. Get away from me talking like that, man. So in any event, what you have here is a conglomerate of some women who, yes, are talented in their own right, but if you're going to call it Bud's Babe of the Week, wouldn't you want her to be perhaps more of the image of what a man thinks is a babe, as opposed to...
Well, these are babes. These women could be in Playboy and everything.
They could be in Playboy. You can't be serious when you're talking about Helen Mirren. She's 104 years old.
She's sweet. And plus, guys are into old chicks now. Guys, aren't you familiar with that?
About what?
Young guys like old women.
Older women, I get.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing now. Old women and young guys are going out. Friend of mine, he's going out with his aunt. And anyway...
Oh, get out of here.
I'm dating your mom.
1-800-449-8686. I'll deal with you later. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Hey, Ali, there's an interesting story here in the news about Stockard Channing. She's an actress. She got arrested for DUI when she tried to run a roadblock on the Hollywood freeway. Out of sight. Actually, she tried to drive around a roadblock on the Hollywood freeway. She won an Emmy for her role on West Wing, yada yada. She was stopped by the CHP. This is way back in December? See, these guys, they won't leave you alone, will they? They just won't leave you alone. She gets busted in December. Maybe she kept it under wraps. Everything's good. There's some nebbish out there going through the internet files, digging around, rooting around. Aha! And she's famous. She got popped for a DUI. So what? You know the way I got it figured? This is my philosophy. Some people have been to jail, and some people haven't. It's not good to go to jail. But I will say this, being in jail gives you a look at the side of life that you otherwise would not have. And I'm not talking about on the inside, on the yard, being someone's punk bud, so you can quit rolling your eyes.
Yeah, you like being in jail?
I was in jail very briefly, and none of that stuff happened. I was in a city jail.
Some guy had you go and run and get a magazines?
Nobody had me run and go get magazines. Although it is interesting, if you're in jail, you'll notice there's always some guy who's selling stuff. There's a guy there, one of the trustees. Do you want to buy cigarettes? Do you want to buy magazines? Do you want to buy this one? The guys are trading things. Very strange. But I believe me when I tell you, I'm not encouraging anybody to go to jail because it could be extremely dangerous. I'm talking about normal human beings now. Some of you who have spent a lot of time inside, I wouldn't want to. You know, sit down and have a beer with you. There's something definitely wrong with you. If you spent a significant amount of time in jail in your life, there's something wrong with you. Or you're a political prisoner. One of the two. See? Either you're Gandhi or you're just a scumbag. Like, have you been in jail for, you know, refusing to sign some document on the grounds of conscience? I can, you know, kind of get with that. But if you've been inside because they said I had a gun, but I didn't know where it came from. Yeah, okay, sure. You are what we call a sociopath, okay? You're just a slob. But I will say that if you've been to jail... And I'm talking about normal people who find themselves in that unfortunate circumstance. Suddenly you're in handcuffs, and you are sitting in the back of a radio car. You're sitting in the back of a black and white car, and the cop's trying to make conversation with you. Or maybe not. It depends on kind of the day he's had. Are you comfortable? Are you okay? Cuff's not too tight? Yeah, like, nah, I'm fine, you know. whatever, and you're looking through this cage, and there might be another one with him, and now you're hearing all of this official police stuff, you know,
53 and 24,
and you realize that you're being taken somewhere that you don't want to be taken to, but you can't do anything about it. You cannot do anything about it. Everywhere else in life, you can do something about it. You can say no. No, I won't go to the dentist and have the root canal taken care of. You'll get gangrene and then you'll die. Fine, that's my option. All right. No, I will not have the surgery to remove the tumor from my brain. It's your funeral, pal. You know, ultimately, nobody can make you do anything except the cops. They can make you do what they want you to do. I don't really feel like going to jail tonight. Oh, really? That's too bad. Get in the car. Watch your head. And there's always that watch your head thing. You know, they don't want you to bump your head as you're getting in. So you get in, and they drive you. And now you're suddenly driving into this place that you've never seen before. There's all kinds of other black and white cars, and there's a floodlight there where they park the cars, and there's a back entrance that they're taking you into, and they get you out of the car. And now you see other people who've been arrested, too, and they're nothing like you. They're nothing like you. I don't mean to speak down, but...
Are you saying they're Mexican?
I didn't say that at all, did I?
Well, that's what you're saying.
I did. Why don't you shut up and listen to what I'm saying?
Last time I was in jail, I was the only white guy. Everybody else was from south of the border down to Mexico. Ow.
I'm going to finish what I'm saying. But anyway, you see a lot of these scumbags are in there, all these guys, these gangbangers with their tats and the... You know, and they're sitting there slouching. Some guys are not in cuffs; they're just sitting and slouching. Wonder why are they not in handcuffs? Are they waiting for somebody? Or they? And then they're like on a first name basis with the cop. All right, Pedro. Now you know what I told you the last time, right? Okay, you got to fill this form out, take it down to Department 4. What is this language these people are speaking? Okay, because the last time I was in here, they told my wife she had to go down to Division 6, right? And there's another cop, the watch commander. He's sitting behind, sometimes the cage, sometimes the desk. He's the dude that's booking. He's got no sense of humor at all. And then, of course, they take you. Now, have you ever bought a home? You have to go to a notary. When you go to the notary, they take your thumbprint. They automatically know if you've been to jail by the way you roll your thumb. They automatically know. You know, some people buy a house, and you go to the notary when you're getting your mortgage and all the papers together, and they, now we need your thumbprint. Oh, okay, do I just, and there's a very awkward thing. How do you do a thumbprint? But when it's a schmuck like someone who's been to a jail cell, he just rolls that old thumb on there, and they're just totally, and of course the notary looks up at you and goes, anyway, like they don't know what that means. And then they take your picture. Front view and side view. God knows what it looks like. You'll never see that photo in your life, and you probably don't want to. All this is to say, Stockard Channing had that experience the other night because she was drunk and she tried to run a roadblock on the Hollywood freeway. That's drunk. I've been that drunk, but not in a car. At least when he's not driving it. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.